Beginning of this week's parsha, the Jewish people are enslaved in terribly difficult circumstances. We read about the heroism of a number of women. Chazal commented about this. Bischar Nashim Tzidkaniot Nigalu B'Mitzrayim. Our avot were redeemed based on the sachar that was due to these righteous women. And Chazal, of course, connected between the women, between Shifra and Puah in Perek Aleph, and Yocheved and Miriam in Perek Beis. And Chazal see the inspiration these women gave already in the first pasuk, Vayelech Ishmi Beit Levi, Vayikach et Bat Levi. Why is it described this way? Rashi tells us that Amram separated from Yocheved at the time of the Shibud and caused others to separate from their wives, and he said, why have children, why bring children into this terrible circumstance, this terrible enslavement? Miriam came to her father and said, you're worse than Paro, because Paro is threatening the Jewish people. You're ensuring that they'll have no children. Amram took the musaf from his daughter, a very big lesson, and halach bi'atzak bito, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Beis. We learn a very important lesson from here, which is that we have to do our part. God has to make the decisions about what the significance of that would be, but we have to do our part. Like the Navi Yeshayahu tells the King Chizkiyo in Brachot Daf Yud, Daf Yomi, the last couple of days, we have to have children, and God decides what we'll end up with those children. We shouldn't avoid having children because of the fears we have about how they'll turn out. In fact, the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Bet continues on Amud Bet and says, after Moshe was born, Miriam had a nevuah that Moshe would be the one to redeem the Jewish people, and everybody celebrated. And then when he had to be thrown into the Nile River, people were nervous that the nevuah would not come true, and her father slapped her on the head and said, hey, what happened to your nevuah? But Miriam remained true, v'teitetzav achotomi rechok. She stood looking, waiting to see what would happen with Moshe, to see what happened with the nevuah, to work on trying to bring it through. This idea that a person has to do their part, we see not only by the Jewish women, but also by non-Jewish women. If we look at Bat Paro, who ultimately saves Moshe Rabbeinu, she comes down to the river and she sees a basket. She can't reach it. Vatishlach et amata. She sends her hand as far as it can reach, and Chazal tell us that the hand extended further. She reached the best she could, and Hashem helped her accomplish what she tried herself to accomplish. And obviously the lesson here is clear. Sometimes people refrain from doing what they can because they're not sure it'll work, or they're nervous about what will be in the future. Our job is to do our part. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, in the end, decides how the end will take place and often helps our efforts, b'siyata d'shmaya. Let's learn from our ancestors and our foremothers about how Geula comes and be roy ourselves for it.